Good evening, Abosai. It's going to be a slightly shorter share tonight, I'm afraid. I have to leave a little bit early. A thought with regards to Lag BaOmer, an interesting idea. The Mefarshim ask, it's interesting that we find that Lag BaOmer is a day of Simcha. Even in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down, the Ramah says that Lag BaOmer is a day of Yonzei Tachanun and Marbim Kitzas B'Simcha, Shulchan Aruch says. Another Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah says. This is the simple reason is probably because of the why is the Simcha on Lag BaOmer? Because the stop dying, that's definitely true what the Gemara says, and also that's right. So the two reasons really, that's right. One reason what the Gemara is saying is that it's the day that the Magefa stopped and that the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva stopped dying. That itself is probably not sufficient of reason, because just because it's the end of a punishment, that is not sufficient reason for a Simcha. The fact that Talmidim Rebbe Akiva died, that was because they deserved that punishment. So surely the fact that they stopped dying, the end of a punishment, that's probably not enough reason of a simcha. But the main reason might be because of the fact that it's the outside of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, although it's questionable exactly, but many Mefarshim seem to be assuming in early Achronim as well that it's probably the day that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai outside is. That's the day that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is. An interesting thought that we find that when is the outside of Moshe Rabbeinu? That's right, Zayin Ador, 7th of Ador. What's the halacha on Zayin Ador? Is it day of Simcha? No, on the contrary, it's a tainus. Zayin Ador is a tainus tzaddikim. In the Chevah Kedisha, they fast on that day. The Yidin in the Chevah Kedisha, it's a tainus tzaddikim. Zayin Ador is a tainus tzaddikim. That's the day that some people fast. Certainly, it's not a day of Simcha. It's not a day that we don't say Tachnun or anything like that. So, the obvious question is going to be, why is it that on the Yahrzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a sad day? And that's really what we know about all the Yahrzeits. Yahrzeit generally is a sad day. Yahrzeit is a sad day. We commemorate, we think about the person who was Nifter. It's a sad day. So why is that with Shimba Yechai's Yahrzeit is different? Man Ishtano, Yahrzeit Day, Mikola Yahrzeit, that will be a Sunday we're really, really happy. Good question. Pardon? Revealed the Zohar, very good. Absolutely. That's definitely true. Revealed the Zohar. Yeah, it's definitely true. It's definitely an aspect of it. Any idea? Wow. I mean, like Boyman in Meron, have you ever been to Meron or seen pictures of Meron? It's unbelievable what goes on. You've been. Yeah. It's unbelievable what goes on there. It's unbelievable what goes on there. It's incredible. So what's the Simcha? So I saw an interesting vault. It's actually from the Munkatcher Rebbe. I don't know many of the Munkatcher Torahs, I must admit, but this is one of the few, probably the only one. He said an interesting thought. He said the Gemara says that on Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifta, that hundreds of halachas were forgotten. Hundreds of halachas were forgotten on the day that Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifta. And he brought darkness in the world. Moshe Rabbeinu was the person, the greatest of all in Vim. When he was Nifta, he brought a certain darkness in the world. Certain halachas were forgotten forever. Forever. Not so when Shimon Chai was Nifta. The Gemara says, Zohar Kodesh says, that on the day that he was Nifta, there was a shefa of, when he was Nifta, there was a shefa of bracha that came down in the, and early Mekoros, the Zohar Kodesh says that on the day that he was Nifta, the version revealed, it was like, as we said, revelation of the Zohar Kodesh, and it was a gilui of a lot of Torah on that day, a shefa of Torah on that day. Hence, it makes sense that we are happy on the day, because it's not so much about the person. There's an element of that as well, obviously, but more than that, there's about the fact that there was through him a great deal of Torah, was nischadish, was niskale on that day. It's a very, very beautiful vault, I think, of the Heilige Munkatcher Rebbe Zichrono Livracha. Okay, we're going to be learning Seif Dalet tonight, which is an interesting halacha of Kol HaMevorech Brocha Sheino Tzicha. It's a page 256. Kol HaMevorech Brocha Sheino Tzicha. Anybody who makes a brocha which is not necessary. So we're talking about a brocha which is not a brocha in vain, that's a brocha levatole. If you say a brocha which is completely in vain, you make in the middle of nothing, you say Sharkoil, or you make Alaret, or you make Adomo in the middle of nowhere, that's called the Brocha Levatole. That's definitely an Issa. Here we're not referring to that. We're referring to a Brocha which is not needed. It's a Brocha which is not needed. That is still included in the Issa of Noisishem Shemaim Lashov. We're soon going to identify exactly what it is. It's a Brocha which is not needed, but it's not in vain. So that's Bochshe in the Tzricha. Fellow Kinnish Balashovas, if somebody makes a Shvua with the name of Hashem, but also Lanes Achav Omen, you don't say Omen after that. So that's a Bochshe She'eino Tzricha. So what is an example of Bochshe in the Tzricha? Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot Yudches, which is the first wide line, says as follows. Kugoin, such as Shemevorich Pesoich HaSeuda, somebody makes a Bochshe in the middle of the meal, Al Dvorim Shenifteru Kvar, Al Debekas HaMoitzi. So the example for Rotan and Mishneh Berurah is, what's a Bochshe in the Tzricha? A Bochshe in the Tzricha is if somebody, in the middle of a meal, he made a moitzi, he washed and he made a moitzi. And now he's in the middle of a meal. Now in the middle of the meal, what is he doing? He's making on the potato, an adoma, and on the drink a shakoil. So is a bracha in vain? Well, is a bracha in vain? Not completely, because it's the correct bracha, but it's just not, but it's covered already. Does that make sense? Because a bracha shein etzich is a bracha which is not necessary. It's a correct bracha, it's a true bracha. It's not a bracha levatala, but it's a bracha in vain. Well, I wouldn't translate bracha in vain. How do you translate it?
Unnecessary.
Yeah, good. It's unnecessary. So he says, v'dezu ha-bracha shelo litzarich yikdal, it's totally unnecessary because you made a moitzi already. You don't need to make any brachas in mid-meal. V'oid kosu ha-poiskim, the poiskim add the following thought as well. Afinim akshav lo yoya bracha levatala, even if bracha now is not in vain completely, kam keni lefomim bichlal bracha shein etzicha, there can't be still a bracha shein etzicha, even if it's not bracha levatala. Kugoyin, such as, im shulchona oruch lefono, v'dayetu leilich v'litu al yodo v'leichol. So he's about to wash. Table is laid, table is set, he's about to wash and eat. But prior to washing, lekeach kodem anatila, he takes now something before washing, mevorech al dvorim, and he's eating on, he's making brochas now on things, shedai to leochlo b'soy chasuda. He's going to make brocha on something which he's going to eat mid-meal. So he's going to wash in a minute, But before washing, he's now making, what could be like for the hors d'oeuvre, before washing, he's making shakos now, and adoma, and he's making boch. So where is that boch? Where is the boch unnecessary?
It's not unnecessary.
It is.
Yeah, no,
it's yeah, I know. But the Mishnah Berurah still says it's a boch shein etzicha. It's unnecessary.
Why
the answer is because he's going to wash in a minute.
Yeah.
He might as well include it after the washing. So it's a boch shein etzicha. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. It's not a boch levatola. A boch levatola is. If you're making a bracha in vain. If you can't wait, of course it's fine. But if you could, might as well wash and have it included in the meal, then don't make a special bracha for it. Kamzeh also, that's also. You're causing a bracha which is unnecessary. For kolshken and even more, mafsig min bracha la'asiyo, if you interrupt between the bracha and the eating, if you're making a bracha, and then interrupting in a way that you've cancelled the first bracha, that's also no good. But vale also, that's certainly also. Ba'ayleel simen me'mvav pe'mishnebura le'inyin ha'shlomas me'abochas b'shabbos. He says that with regards to me'abochas on Shabbos, that's no problem. So if you want to add more brachas on Shabbos, that's fine. But again, you can't make a bracha shein etzicha altogether for that. But you can't make a bracha shein etzicha at all. But if you want to increase brachas, that would be okay on Shabbos in order to reach the 100 brachas. Because no, because they hold that it's not included in the meal. Not so if you're eating something which is. If you're going to have potatoes in a minute, after washing, you're going to have potatoes. Maybe not a good example. But you want to have potatoes now. So you make adoma now, and you know very well in 5 minutes you're going to wash. So that's unnecessary. It's totally unnecessary. Also, if you can wait with the drinking, but you want to have a drink now already. So there's no justification for making shakul before washing. Wait 2 minutes, you're going to wash. Once you've washed, it's included. So don't make a shakul now. That's a bracha she'eino tzicha. These are all things that are not included in the bracha. If it's not included in the bracha, because meal is only depending on how which approach you take. But meal is only things that cause satisfaction. So, because if it's just something which is to a sweet taste, to give you a sweet taste, that might not be included in the bracha. The man would be included in the bracha.
Well, I read once long time ago to people, they had the dessert first and then the main meal.
Right. Yeah, that's an interesting one. Yeah, okay, that's a good question. Yeah, that's a good question. A good question. Yeah. Yeah.
Some people, Hoskin, do say that you only make proper of a dirt on Adama and Haraita.
Correct.
The Dayan said only Dayan's on a proper sit, only on Adama and Haraita. And I believe that's how Marv Moshe Feinstein passed.
Yes, that's right.
And
that's correct.
I learned
from that.
The Hofetz Chaim said that in America one didn't have to make a proper on a dessert because it was part of the meal.
That's interesting. I didn't know that. That's interesting. Chofetz Chaim said that. Interesting. Okay.
He said it.
That's interesting. Yeah, that's interesting. Right. Okay. So that's the definition of Boch Sheino Tzicho. Interesting. I would like to just point out the Shayatzin over here. The Shayatzin asks a question. And he says, what is the halacha if you want to make a bracha? You know you're going to have two adamas, for instance. You're going to have two adamas. You're going to have potatoes and what else?
Carrots.
Yeah, okay. You know you're going to have two adamas. But now you only want to include one, you're only going to make the bracha now on the potatoes. And in your mind, you specifically exclude the carrots. First of all, does it work? Yes or no? And second of all, is this considered Boch Sheino Tzicho, yes or no? So the Sharetzien in Sivkotten Yudches says, V'huat inim yesh lefonov shtei dvorim shiocheh lefotrum bevocha achas, v'hu mevorech al kol achas. From the Sharetzien it's evident, it's machlok ez achroinim, but the Mishneh Berurah learns, seems to be learning, that yes, it does work. You can limit your own brocha. Sharetzien Sivkotten Yudches seem to be saying, yes, it does work. You can limit and qualify your own bracha. If you would say, okay, my bracha is only going to go on the potatoes, and it's not going to go on the carrots, or vice versa. Whatever the example is, my shakur is only going on the drink, and it's not going on the dessert, it does work. You can do that. You can limit your bracha as long as you've got intention to do so. If you've got clear, specific intention, it does work. To which the Berurah does point out, though, if you do that, you're going to be causing a Boch Sheino Tzicho. So it does work, but you are causing a Boch Sheino Tzicho, because if you can include it all in one Hadoma or in one charcoal, then you're not allowed to do that.
You might have a carrot later.
Yeah.
You might not want to have it now. Why wouldn't you include it in the one
Boch?
I agree.
Boch Sheino Tzicho, yeah, absolutely, yeah. But it does work. So it's a chiddush because it may have implications for other areas of halacha. That you can limit your own bracha. You can. So for instance, if you want to make a mitzvah, for instance, you know that, let's say you blow the shofar, and you blow, but you know that you have got other person that you want to have later, but you be moitzi other people in a different shul. You're blowing in one shul, you're going to be moitzi other in another shul, and you want other people, that might not be such a good example, but I'm stretching it a little bit, but it could be that you can make a bracha of tkiyah shofar now, clearly limiting only those tkiyas now, and then after, potentially, you may be able to make another bracha again, because you had specifically meant to exclude that, not to include in your own bracha. In other words, what we're seeing in the Shayat Seel is potentially you can limit your own bracha, and you can find parameters of your own bracha. That's what the Mishnah seems to be learning. However, this is a bracha Sheino Tzicho. This is a bracha Sheino Tzicho. Right, now the Mishnah Berurah does say that with regards to mea brachas, on Shabbos, he said it's a question. I just want to point out and finish off with that with regards to weekdays, how come he's not mentioning weekdays? He says with regards to mea brachas on Shabbos, it may not be a problem. But what about mea brachas on a weekday? Why is there no problem brachas Sheino Tzicho on a weekday? Exactly, because we automatically have much more than 100 brachas on a regular weekday. Much more than on a regular weekday, we've got automatically much more brachas count. Pekas the Shachar, you do three times Shemona Esra, you got Shema, the brachas before, the brachas after, you bench, you make shakels, you make ashayotzars, automatically, without much effort, you get into well over 100 brachas. So on the natural, as we learned in Mishnah Berurah and Chelek Aleph, tis naturally you haven't covered, the only problem is on Shabbos. On Shabbos it says, tis no problem, brachas and tzichas. Just to recap what we covered tonight, we learned that Boch Sheino Tzicho is also a problem. So there's two categories. The category of Boch Levatola, which is a problem in its own, and then it's also a problem of Boch Sheino Tzicho, which is a Boch which is not in vain completely, but it's an unnecessary Boch. Mishnah Berurah said, even in a case where you are where you're going to eat in a meal, and the bracha is a correct bracha now. You're making adama shakol or eats on the right food at the right time. But since you're going to be covered in a minute with your hamotzi, therefore it's going to be bracha netzicha, and that's also from the mshayetzin. If kot yudches, we learned that there isn't. You can limit your bracha. That does work. You can limit one's bracha. However, there's a bracha, you can't. You're not meant to do that because of bracha netzicha. Apologies again for the shorter shift, and I have to leave. Good evening, Abbas.